you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, you guys. It is, we're like in the swing of the holiday season right now too.
We are. This is like, this is actually my favorite week because I feel like when you start getting too close to the week of Christmas, you get sad because you're like, oh my gosh, it's so close.
It's over.
Yes.
I feel that. This is like the best week, like the teens of September.
I agree, the teens. And we are, yeah. And we're trekking through, if you don't know, Danielle and I are posting, we took on the challenge of Vlogmas, which is essentially posting every day on our YouTube channels. You know, it's at this point where you start to be like, wow, it's a lot. Like, I feel like in the beginning, like the first week, you're like, I could do this like, every I could always do this. Like, it's fun. You're going about it. And then you get to this point, you're, I don't want to say burnt out because that's like aggressive, but a little unmotivated, would you say?
A little unmotivated. Yes. So basically we're vlogging every day until Christmas. On our both of our YouTube channels at Brooke Mitchell, youtube.com/BrookeMitchell, youtube.com/DanielleCarolyn. And it's interesting because I think with Vlogmas, it's just like you're literally vlogging every day. So it's like every day you're like, wow, I like have to do something. I don't want people to be so bored. So it's like, it's almost like, okay, like I got to do something today. But it's also, I think people like to see us doing nothing at the same time.
Agreed. I think this year has created its own set of challenges. Like in the past, it's been last year at this time, we were in New York. We did live from New York. We did a podcast.
Live from New York, it's Gals on the Go.
That was such a fun episode, though. We just sat literally in our separate hotel beds and
we were so cold.
We were like, Danielle was like, can we like do it from our beds? And I was like, I guess so. We're like falling asleep, like, hey guys.
Literally, we were in our pajamas in individual beds, like looking at each other, but like mainly just looking forward because we didn't want to like hurt our neck. Oh, but it was just so good because we had been walking around the city all day.
It was simpler times in a world where we didn't know what was going to happen. I mean,
I know.
It really just was better times, I will say. But this year has come with its own set of challenges, I guess, in terms of, creating the, that's the thing. It's like creating content in a world where there's not much content to be found is
Is the thing. I've definitely learned how to like do things in my apartment that like could be semi-entertaining for people. Like,
I see you doing the clean with me's. You're like cleaning my bedroom. Like,
it was so needed though, because now my apartment's so clean. And like, if it weren't for Vlogmas, I don't know if that would have happened.
I get that. I see a lot of people are doing like these like apartment refresh style things, which I'm kind of sold on that, like going in and being like, I'm gonna redo my bathroom or like my kitchen or like bedroom, whatever it is. Like,
definitely,
that's kind of fun. That's always fun to do, and like it gives you a little excuse, like we're spending so much more time at home, you might as well make it like a enjoyable place to be.
Definitely. I saw you tried the spicy fusilli recipe. I still want to try that.
It was okay. It wasn't spice. Well, I didn't do the spicy version. I didn't put red pepper in it at all because I don't like spice. Do you like spice?
Yeah, I don't like spice, but I thought maybe the red pepper would just have it, give it a little flavor. Like maybe he didn't do too much, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I skipped that. I also apparently did the pregnant version because I didn't know vodka by accident. So yeah, I was like, wait, I thought that it's supposed to, because it's technically like her vodka sauce recipe.
Yeah. Okay.
And I did bow tie noodles. I like really put the Brookman flair on it. Yes. But it was fantastic. Like I made it several times because then once I had the ingredients, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best dish ever. Highly recommend.
So good. Yeah. Actually, my friends and I the other night, well, me, Delaney, and our friend came over who like has her own vodka sauce recipe and she made it for us. And we actually didn't have any vodka. So I guess we made the pregnant version too. It was delicious. I'm going to start calling it that.
That's because I was confused. I was like, where does the vodka, you know, get integrated essentially into the recipe? I was watching like a YouTube video of her what's it called, of her video, like Instagram story, that's what it is.
Yes, good stuff.
Anyways, it was delicious. Yeah, so I've been trying to create things. I'm home now for the holidays on Long Island, which I know people like that content because it's like my mom's in it, like whatever, like my know, people said it's like cozy at home vibe.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I got that when you're home too, though. I saw you did the Instagram story poll.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like curious. I was kind of wondering. I was like, do people like Athens, Danny, or Tampa, Danny? And actually more people said Athens, but also like, I feel like that's where most people have found me, is like being in Athens, like college YouTuber or whatever. So, but I'm excited to go back to Tampa. Like it's just, oh, I miss it so much. And it's nice to be at home. But I'm actually in the midst of finals right now. We're kind of towards the tail end. I officially closed on two classes today.
Closed. Oh, you did?
Closed on a house. Yeah. So my trend forecasting class is now done because we shot that magazine. That's done. Our final project was creating like a trend book, essentially. And that was so much fun. I was actually the styling director. I've just been like really into styling lately. It was really fun.
You're a big fashion gal these days.
Big fashion gal. It's so weird because quarantine kind of turned me into this like fashion. I've always loved fashion, but I never really like put it on myself and like really went for it. And it's funny, you'd think quarantine would make you want to be more like chill. And it did. I definitely wore a lot more sweats, but like it also like got me really into Pinterest and outfits. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where am I going with this? Oh, so yeah, did that. And then I also just finished my retailing class. And then now I just have my textiles testing final, which as you guys are listening to this, it's today. And then I'm done. Donezo.
Yeah, I see you doing like the stains and stuff. Is that what that class is for?
Yeah, I am gonna be so honest, I find that class so pointless for personally what I want to do, because there's like two different routes in the fashion merchandising major here. You can either go the design route or brand management, which is what I'm doing. So like I won't be working hardly with like, you know, textiles, but it is good to know. It's good to learn about different finishes and stain removal and stuff like that, but it's definitely not my favorite.
Very interesting. I know, I always see you doing that. You're like, I need ketchup. I need like,
yeah, everyone thought like, that was hysterical. Well, it's because I think we'd be doing more intense labs, but since it's like virtual at home, they're like, what do people have in their fridge that they can test their fabric? So it's like ketchup.
So, very interesting. No, I think it's interesting.
Do you miss finals?
I don't miss finals. I used to get very like severe, I don't know if we want to call it like test anxiety or extreme test stress, to the point that I would almost develop like feelings of anxiety over finals. Did you get
talking
this
about
way?
That?
Yeah.
Not as much that? As you, because okay. I remember you. I used to be really nervous about stuff, but I remember you used to like really, because I remember you'd bring it up and be like, oh, test week, like stressed.
I just like feared. That's why I preferred like projects and stuff like that more, just because I'd like to be in control, and I felt like I had more control over my grades and stuff like that versus an exam. You could study and study and study, but like if you're having a bad day, like it just didn't go my way. And for so many of the business classes I was in, it was so heavily test based, I remember. And
those
I just
were hard. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's like, if your whole grade is based on like three tests, like that's really, it's not it for me. That's just not the way that I perform personally. I know some people would prefer that to like doing essays and like papers and stuff, but I was always like, give me a paper, give me a project. Like I will do that all day long.
No, I'm right there with you. I think that's maybe why I haven't been as stressed about, like gotten as anxious per se, is because a lot of things in the fashion merchandising major are project based, which is good and bad because it's awesome. But also when it's virtual, it's a lot harder to like communicate with people.
Team.
So there's a whole added level of like stress, because there's not a set time you can like sit and like talk about it in class and like whatever. But yeah, my accounting class was like that, where we literally only had like three tests and that was your grade. And that was stress.
It's very stressful. And I was always like, I don't want to say like on the verge of like pass fail, but to get to make it count for your business degree, you had to get above a C, I think. And those were always, if it was like a finance or like one of those type of classes. What was the one? It was like financial something or other, where we had to do like actual like math and whatnot on the computer and like Excel and stuff like that. Those were always the ones that I was so stressed about, and because I would barely pull out like a C+ or whatever, and I would get A's and everything else. Like my marketing classes were like A's, you know, A-, whatever. But then those were always so... They were just my what do they say? Cross to bear? Is that like
cross to bear?
Yeah, my like struggle. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Ugh, yeah. Everyone's got their strengths and everyone's got their weaknesses, I'd say.
Exactly. And I think every major has its own set of like, that's why I don't really believe in those like, oh, that's an easy major or that's a hard major, because everything has its difficult classes. Like there truly is no 100%. Just easy major. Even if you're something that people would consider to be that, like they purposely integrate in there some more challenging or different coursework.
Yeah, I agree. Go off.
I will go off, because I hate that like stereotype of people like, oh, like for example, like I've always heard the whole like, oh, you're a comm major, like that's a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the ones that are like, oh, business majors can go out every night of the week. I'm like, I don't know what business major you were, but
what?
Like,
yeah, yeah, I am unsure of that one.
Whatever it may be. But yeah, I get it. Second to last final season for you though.
I know. Oh my gosh, that is so freaking wild.
So like this one and then one more. I know.
Yeah.
It comes and it goes really fast. So take advantage, you know, really soak it up.
Hold on to it.
Hold on. And I will say your senior year, like this semester you're graduating, that final season doesn't feel real because you're like, you take your final and like next day's graduation or like you're done next day. So it feels different. So I get that.
I know. It's so weird too because we're like trying to plan graduation. It's like, does my family come? Like, it's just like, I don't know what things are going to be like in May. You know, it's just like the craziest thing.
Well, hopefully we're looking a little more positive on the horizon. I feel way more hope than I did months ago. I don't know about you.
Like,
I feel
definitely optimistic.
Optimistic is the good word. Completely. And I'm trying to like keep my chin up. So
cheer up, Charlie. No need to cry. Sorry.
Is that a show tune?
It's from Willy Wonka.
Oh, okay.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We did like a musical in middle school. So I don't know if that's in the actual, no, definitely not in the actual movie, but
yeah, so it's a show tune.
Show tune. Let's go. Jazz hands. Woo!
Speaking of show tunes, I know a lot of people really liked our episode with Audrey last week. So go check that out if you guys haven't. Such a fun one. She's just a ball of energy, a fun.
Seriously.
Just such a good person. So go listen to that. But I think without further ado, should we get into our business of the week, Danielle?
I think so, Brooke.
Business of the week.
Hi. So we are talking about Oh Say Anne. It is spelled OCEANNE.net is the website. So founder Anne Harrell, the website says, the journey to bring Oh Say Anne to life started 10 years ago in the spare bedroom of my house, spending late nights crafting vintage-inspired jewelry for local craft shows, flea markets, and cherished friends and family. While my move across the ocean inspired the name Oh Say Anne, it was the vastness of that distance from anything familiar that led me to start handcrafting jewelry. As more and more people were introduced to my creations, I began to hear stories from customers about the magical ways in which Oh Say Anne jewelry helped them celebrate occasions, gave them confidence, and became a constant physical reminder of a joyous memory in their lives. These stories empowered me to keep creating and grow the brand to where it is today. So it's basically the cutest custom jewelry and custom gifts, I will say. I ordered the most important person in my life, myself, a gift. I got a bookmark. I love a good bookmark. I used to like buy them at Barnes & Noble and stuff, I remember. But this one, it's like custom printed. Yes. So I just wrote, I think I wrote like Breathe or something on it because you could like do a certain number of characters and you could pick the fonts and everything. They also had a custom, I don't know who to get this for, but a key ring bottle opener that you could customize with words.
Ooh, that's nice.
Good gift for like a guy, I feel like, and like to keep on their keychain, or a gal, anybody really who drinks like things that you know you need to open.
I like it.
Yeah, so really, really cute stuff. Like once again, it's OCEANNE.net if you guys want to purchase. That's our biz of the week.
Woo woo. All right, let's get on to the tip of the week.
Tip of the week. All right, let's hear it, Danny.
So my tip of the week is not a quote. We know this. I feel like I just do like an every other week situation. This tip of the week is something that I did last week that has just been life-changing. I'm not a big meal prepper. I don't really like to cook all the time. I have to be in the mood, and sometimes I just want something quick. So last Sunday, I cooked a huge bowl of chili, and I doubled the recipe. And I literally just had it for the rest of the week. Anytime I needed a quick lunch or if I didn't want to make dinner that night, it was awesome. So my tip is make chili, make a soup, especially when it's like colder out. It's definitely really nice. Just have like some bread with it or make like a salad, whatever you want. And it has just been the best thing ever. We finally finished it yesterday and it lasted for like a week and a half. So
yum, a chef gal.
Ugh, not really. This is me trying to be a chef. It's just so nice to cook something and then just like have, I like leftovers. Do you like leftovers?
Okay. So I used to be very anti-leftover, but now it depends what it is. Chili. Yes. Agree with that. 100%. Certain things, not so much. Like if I'm not a big fan of like, I don't know. Recently, meat's been kind of grossing me out, though. I've been kind
of... Me too. Really? Unless you eat it and cook it. I can't eat meat the next day if it's in my fridge.
Agreed. Agreed. Like, if it's like a chicken dish and it's sitting in the fridge, like, nah.
Chicken especially gives me the icks the next day.
Agreed. I'm really just struggling with meat altogether lately. It's been rubbing me. Like, we ate chicken noodle soup as a family last night, and I, like, picked out the chicken. Like, all I wanted was the vegetables really? And the noodles. Yeah. What's wrong with me?
I sometimes when I just cook meat on like the stove, I mean fried chicken, like, oh my god, forever love
like, chicken same, sandwich. Same. Well, yeah,
but I agree with you there, and Delaney even gets more weirded out than I do, so I don't know what it is. Do any of you guys feel this way?
Yeah, and once you start really thinking about it, like once I really get in my head about it, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not a big fan at all. Not that I'm gonna be a vegetarian, but like I might incorporate more vegetarian meals in my life, because it's just like I know that I'm gonna like them. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you on that, though. Like a vegetarian chili, or did you put meat in it?
I did put meat in it, actually. And it was ground beef. So okay, it's
that's
like,
a little diff.
Yeah, it like goes with the beans and the celery and the carrots. And oh, that's so good.
That is like a very, like, not holiday, but like winter meal. I agree.
Hearty. Yeah, definitely. It's a good one. It's just something easy to have. Or like we made pasta last night. We have so much leftovers, and I'm here for it. That's my lunch today.
Yeah, yeah. Pasta reheated is great. There's certain things that definitely like could withstand a reheat, but some things, you know, they get a little icky the next day.
Icky is the word.
Exactly.
So what's your tip?
Yeah, mine. I mean, I told you guys I'm home right now with my family. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of us are. If you're headed home for the holidays, or you're, you know, celebrating, obviously, like Christmas is, which we'll get into, is like very, very different this year. And it's like pretty much just gonna be my intimate family. But whatever. Mine is just to live in the moment, especially around family. Like it's so dumb, but. We were watching like a show last night, and so many times mom was like, get off your phone, or like whatever it is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I forget that these are just the habits that I've adopted by living on my own and whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
So I'm trying to really, even if it's like so dramatic, leaving my phone upstairs while I'm hanging out with them downstairs, like whatever it is.
Helps.
Yeah. Kind of disconnecting more. And I know it's hard, especially for us during Vlogmas right now, because we're posting every day and it seems like we have to be so connected to like the comments and the feedback and whatever it is. But at the same time, just... you gotta learn to live. And also, this is like a two-parter tip. I guess it's not even like tip, it's just like reminder more so. But I also just was making my to-do list for tomorrow. We're getting actually a really big snowstorm Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh my goodness.
So exciting. But
you hunker in.
But that eliminates two whole days of holiday errands. So I was making my like errands list for tomorrow, and I was like, oh, I have to go to the bank, I have to go to FedEx, I have to go all these places, and I was starting to get overwhelmed. I know a lot of us can feel this way in the holidays, and it's just to kind of focus in and realize what's really important. Live in the moment, you know? Like I think it's so easy to let either the holiday hustle and bustle, or trying to stay on top of everything and stay connected, but like taking it step by step.
I love that. I think that's a great reminder during this time of year. It's so easy to get caught up in whether it's Vlogmas or wrapping gifts or going to get gifts or sending them out via mail. There's just so much that's going on right now. And I think it's good to step back and be like, wait, but like Christmas magic, like holiday magic.
Exactly. The holiday magic. Yeah, I completely agree. I think it can be – everyone obviously deals with the holidays like in their own way. And I think as you get older, then you put more and more pressure on yourself. Like, oh, I have to get, you know, good gifts for whoever. And like, I don't want them to be disappointed. And you know what? It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. I love that.
So now we'll hit a current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Ding.
Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Woo! All right, so I didn't have like a tangible thing I've been loving this week. Sorry about it. Actually, I do love the Capri Blue hand sanitizer that I just got. However, I haven't been able to find it online anywhere, so I wasn't going to talk about it, but it does smell so good. It smells like the candle. Like, it's life-changing.
Ooh!
I know. But my favorite, this might sound narcissistic, but it's my new hair. It's very minimal change, but basically what
Wait,
I did...
can we talk about the TikTok? Because I saw you deleted it, and I need to know that... I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you're bringing it up.
Well, I was like, I've just always wanted to do one of those things where you like do the hand transformation.
Yes.
And then so I like filmed the before, like that one to like Desperado or whatever. And then like the after, I was like, you know, my hair doesn't look that different, but like I'll just do it because my hair's blown out. And then people just were just attacking me. They're like, this looks nothing different. I'm like,
I will
okay.
say in that video, it does look different now that I'm video chatting you. But in that video, because your hair was up in the before.
That was where I made my mistake, was I didn't really show my hair before. So there wasn't anything.
If you didn't
to
watch
see the
it,
roots.
It was like Danielle tried to do like a hair transformation video, yeah, which no.
Forget about it.
I saw the vision there, but then I saw it and I like read some of the comments that were like, what's the difference? Like, whatever. But then I went back. I was like, let me check the comments again. and they were just not there.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could have kept it up, but I was just like, you know, you guys are right. Like, that was me.
Sometimes I'm like that too. That's me.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm sad. Like, I have really thick skin now. I'm completely fine. But I was like, I'm just not. Yeah, you're right.
That wasn't even that bad. It was just like, hey, your hair looks the same. Like, but I do think it looks very
healthy. But you see it now. Yes. So basically what I did was I cut 2 inches off, which was a big thing, which I was really excited about, just to get some, like, it's just like nice and crisp on the bottom.
It looks short in a good way.
It is short. Yeah. I mean, I just needed to cut it. I wanted longer hair, but whatever. So basically what I did was I did a darker root. So I did like a root smudge, but then I still did some highlights like around my face. And then I did 2 money pieces, as they call it, which are like super light blonde pieces in the front. And I just, it's just nice, like, especially since I'm going home for winter break and everything. I'll be gone for like a month or so. Like, I don't want to worry about my roots or anything. And like, I am not a natural blonde. So it's just something different. And I really, really like it. I think the contrast of the 2 blonde pieces in the front with the brown, like, I don't know, it's just like a fun look for winter. I see myself in the future definitely going back to blonde, maybe over the summer. Like, I am blonde. My hair is definitely blonde on the bottom, but just like doing all blonde.
When you wear a beanie, you can't even, like, your hair looks blonde. Yeah, it's really just at the root. Yeah.
Yeah, and when I put my hair up in a ponytail, like, the 2 blonde pieces kind of go on the front, so it looks like my hair's blonde. So it's really just when my hair's down, like, I don't know. And then if I do, so my hair's in the middle part right now, but if I do side, it looks blonder. It's just like a fun little look. Change, I didn't want it to be too dramatic. So, yeah, but yeah, the TikTok, RIP.
No, I saw the vision there. I have also done a hair transformation. I got some comments, but it wasn't like the overwhelming majority. Like, there was a difference, but it wasn't like, it was like, you expect this dramatic transformation. I think when people do hair TikToks, like a Keaton Milburn, like going red or something. But like,
yeah, I know. It's funny because I used the sound from Keaton's TikTok. That's funny.
Oh, okay.
Not her red one, but she liked it. Yeah, it was just funny. I just sometimes have a vision and I was just so excited. That happened to something else I did one time and people were like, what is the difference? I don't remember what it was. I'll have to think.
That's funny.
But anyways, change up your hair a little bit.
Oh, the style Rudy. Ones? But I see a difference in the style ones. But I could see like...
The style. No, not those. It was... Oh, like, I'll have to...
Interesting.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just... Sometimes I'll post things on TikTok. Like, because I still am trying to figure out TikTok. Like, Brooke's got it down.
No, I don't. Oh my gosh. Thank you for
so
that.
It's so funny. Because I'm not like as funny. So I do more like creative or like fashion-y stuff. But there was one thing I did. And I was like, oh my God. That was an epic fail, as they say.
Epic fail.
Epic fail. Anyways, enough about my hair. I see that.
You're inspired. Like, now seeing you go darker, I want to go darker.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned. I saw.
Yeah, well, I mean, doesn't everybody like have that nostalgia feel where you look back at like old things of yourself?
Definitely.
And I went back to 2018, a simpler time, when my hair was equally as long as it is now. And it was all one color, my natural color. With a glaze, which is essentially my natural color. Like, it was just like a little bit richer. Just this nice, dark, healthy, rich look. And my hair is extremely healthy and everything right now, but it has these lighter pieces. And I kind of want to go all back to my roots, as they say.
Back to my roots. Okay, so a couple thoughts. I am loving the blonde on you right now. Oh, it like opens up your face. However, I see what you're saying. It's like winter time and the dark is definitely a vibe. And it's so easy like to just like put the highlights back in if you really, really want, I feel like.
Agreed. Well, I might even just be able to like, just paint over the highlights with a dark essentially would be the...
Yeah.
I don't really know. It's all TBD. You guys probably get that too when you start going back through old pictures where it's so funny because in the moment I thought I looked so bad in these photos. Like, I remember taking them and being like, oh, I don't like the way like my hair looks,
or
like whatever.
See? So crazy.
I know. And then you look back and you're like, wait, I look good. But I decided I'm never cutting my hair short again because I went back to those photos and I was like, girl,
you cut your hair short
like when we were in Greece like last summer.
Oh, I guess it was like kind of shorter. Yeah. No, yeah, it I was. Like your hair this length. It's it's good.
Long boy.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Anyways, on the hair discussion, my current favorite's not hair related. I don't know why I just said that. mine is my drink that I just finished. people want the tea on what I'm drinking these days, I guess. It is the Irish cream cold brew from Starbucks.
Woo.
Apparently it is, like, you can get it at any time of the year. I am just now learning this. Maybe it's just on the menu in the winter, but it's like secret menu item, you know, throughout. Does that, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no. Oh. I'm not a pro. Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, so my I love this drink so much. I posted today. I was like, oh, I wish it was like around all year round. And people are like, it is, but it's just not advertised.
Oh, yes. Like, you could totally still order it. It's just like not advertised. Yeah.
So what it is, I got it last year for the first time and I was like, okay, this is the perfect Starbucks drink. It says everything more you ever wanted in a sippable, dreamy holiday drink, Starbucks cold brew. So it's just like cold brew swirled with Irish cream syrup. So in the actual cold brew, it's just cold brew and Irish cream syrup. I don't know what to describe this as other than like a sweet syrup. It doesn't taste like Bailey's. I know people are like, oh, does it taste like Bailey's? I personally don't think so.
Okay, I was curious about that because I do love Bailey's.
You do? I've never really given it a fair shot.
I have been going off lately. Like, Delaney and I will be watching a movie and I make hot chocolate, just put a little Bailey's in it. Like, I don't even feel tipsy from it, to be honest.
Old man.
I am wearing a gray sweater vest, so let's get on with it. Sorry, keep going.
No, it's okay. I don't judge. I mean, I support. I watched someone's vlog today and they put like peppermint syrup in their coffee, or like peppermint, like not in their coffee, in their hot chocolate. That peppermint, what? Smirnoff.
Peppermint hot chocolate. Oh. No,
in their hot chocolate. So, and she was like, oh, it's like sweet. And I was like, huh, that's an interesting take. Anyways.
Yeah.
I just would never think, like, I would never be like,
well,
vodka.
Actually, you do need to try. There's a word for it. I don't know. Peppermint. Peppermint Smirnoff or peppermint schnapps. I don't really know. With chocolate sauce as a chaser. It's a fun shot to do. Just saying. Yeah. Yummy. If you like peppermint and chocolate together.
I personally don't, but I feel like it masks the taste of alcohol well.
It does. Like chocolate sauce. I mean, it's chocolate. That's from like SpongeBob or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, back to your Starbucks order.
Okay. So it's Starbucks with Irish cream in the drink, which I don't know what the Irish cream is. That's what the big mystery of all this is. So if someone could enlighten me. But then it's topped with vanilla sweet cream cold foam and cocoa powder. So it's literally like vanilla-y, chocolatey cold brew. It's definitely sweet, but it's not mm-hmm. overpoweringly sweet. I normally my drink like sits around for a few hours. Like this one, I get a venti, and the other day on the drive home from Starbucks, I chugged the whole thing. I came home. That's when I opened your Christmas gift, Danielle. I was shaking. Like I was visibly
were on something because you were texting me. I was like, holy, like, I'm glad you like the gift.
I don't know what, like, I went to my mom, I was like, mom, I don't feel well, but I didn't eat with it, so maybe that's why. And I chugged it in, like, maybe. If you drink a venti cold brew in a 10-minute window, like, that's a lot.
You good? Like, whoa.
I would definitely encourage people not to do that, but this drink is amazing. Get it maybe in a grande. Starbucks cold brew is, like, strong.
I usually just get the iced coffee, but sometimes you need that cold brew moment. I haven't gotten Nitro though in so long. Like I don't
me
know
neither.
What
remember
I was
when
thinking.
That had a moment? That had a moment. That
it was so good, but it was so strong. Like I can't like do
I agree.
That anymore.
Honestly, I didn't even love the taste because it was very strong.
Because you drank it black, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's why I put soy milk in it. I think that's what I did.
Ugh. But. Very exciting content. That was interesting. I guess I'll have to try some alcohol spiked in my coffee, but that defeats the purpose of. But I guess you're putting in hot chocolate.
I didn't see that. I've thought about that because I know a lot of people put Bailey's in coffee, but how does that actually though? Espresso martinis, like how do you feel about those? Those are good.
So good. Yeah, I know. But those are like, and that's another question. When do you drink an espresso martini? I say like an after dinner beverage for those.
Yeah, that's like a dessert. You're not like trying to get drunk off of an espresso martini, I feel.
Yeah.
Like that's just like after dinner.
I agree. It's like a nightcap. Is that what they call it?
A nightcap. That was very old man of you.
On the alcohol conversation, I will shout out Danielle mailed me my Christmas gift. Yours is waiting for you at your house when you get
yes,
home. So
excited.
We will discuss that later. But Danielle got me, I want to make sure I get the name of it right. Bartesian. Is that how you pronounce
I think,
it?
Because I watched videos on it because I wanted to make sure it was like a legit good thing. And I think they said it was either Bartesian or Bartesian. Is one of those too.
Okay. And it is, I don't even want to call it a Keurig because it is a step above Keurig and we love Keurig. So it is like that next level and it makes alcoholic cocktails in your home. Cool. It is so, I am so thankful, Danielle. Like, so thoughtful. It is something I never would have bought. Like, I was genuinely.
I know you.
I didn't read the gift message when it first came. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, they sent it to me. I got so excited because I put it in my wishlist video and I was like, oh, what a surprise. Like,
oh, that's so sweet, PR team.
But it's even better coming from you. Like, seriously, so thoughtful. I am blown away. It's going to go right on my bar cart. And when pre-games are a thing again.
Oh, you'll have to.
Isn't that going
to
be so fun?
Dude, it's like, what do you want? You want a martini? Okay. Like, it's so cool because you it's not like a Nespresso. It's basically, I'd say it's like the Nespresso.
Yes.
It's like a step up from Keurig, which I would say is an espresso, but it's alcohol. But it has two different tanks for two different types of alcohol, which I think is good, doesn't it?
I'm confused by the tanks as well. I thought that you have to add the alcohol after, but I guess it includes.
No. Yeah, because you have to watch the video.
Okay.
Basically,
okay.
He takes like a bottle of tequila and pours it just in the tank. I don't know how much it fits. And then you can do like gin and the other one or whatever, and then you just press which like tank, I guess, and then you put in a pod. So
this is brilliant.
I'm just so excited to like watch these little, like, you have to do like a little TikTok of it or something.
Yeah, like, I got the best Christmas gift ever, and here's how.
Yeah,
I use
it's
it.
So cool. I like, one day when I can come visit you, I want to.
Yes,
try it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in the spring/summer when things lighten up a little.
Crossing my fingers. Yeah, I literally texted because I saw you had mentioned it, and then I texted Mariah and I texted your mom.
Danielle's so thoughtful. Like, she's like going off.
Well, because I mean, that's a gift. Like, if that's something you don't really care. Well, I mean, I know you care about alcohol, but like, I didn't know if you'd like care about that so much.
I get it.
You know?
I get it. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But they both were like, "Oh my gosh, yes, she'd love it." Bar cart. They were both like, "For her bar cart." I was like, "Okay, perfect for the
so
bar cart."
So sweet. I know, because people are like, "You have a bar cart, but like, you don't even really." Like, because I don't use like the shakers and whatnot, but this is something I will use. So
yeah, an easy button. I'm wow. So excited for you.
The convenience of it all. We can link it in the show notes because it is.
Yeah.
It is an item. I will say that I'm excited about it. When I posted my story, a lot of people wrote back and were like, "This is like really great." Like, my family has it. We love it, etc. So I love to hear that.
Shoot, that's so exciting. Yay.
It's always great to hear positive reviews. Yeah.
Well, speaking of gifts, that was one of the things we wanted to talk about in today's episode. We were going to, you know, just do like a holiday themed episode.
A very merry episode. I think that might be the title. Merry.
I think it's going to have to be a very merry episode. And we're going to be talking about some things that we're giving for Christmas, some gift ideas, mm-hmm. maybe like our favorite movies, maybe favorite songs, Hanukkah, Christmas, yes. All the things.
Yeah. So we're celebrating. Yeah. Well, I mean, you already gave me my gift, obviously. I think I'm so much more into like the giving mindset, especially
it's
the
so
past
fun.
Few.
It's as you get older, that's just how it goes.
Agreed. Because I get it. When you're younger, you know, it's so exciting. It's like you wait all year for your Christmas presents and whatever.
Yeah.
I feel for those people who have a birthday right around Christmas. Like, it is.
I mourn with you. Yeah, that, like, I kind of feel bad because it's like two, they're like together, but they should be separate.
Yeah.
But it also is fun though because your birthday is like around like the most magical time of the year. So it's, there's pros and cons, but definitely.
Agreed. I mean, if it's like December, like my brother's is December 4th, that's enough time apart.
Yeah.
But the people who it's like, or after Christmas, like if your birthday is the 26th, oh, I'm so sorry.
That's the most depressing day of the year, actually. Like, it actually
is. It is. It's like, pack up all the decor, but it's not packed up yet because you leave it up through New Year's.
Yeah, you got to leave it up through New Year's. Oh my God, I'm so excited. There was this tweet. It was like, I love that week in between Christmas and New Year's. You can just do whatever the heck you want.
Days don't exist. Yes. Yeah. It's just like every day blends into another. I know. That's literally me when I go home, though. Like, today I slept. You guys, normally I've been on this like 7, 8 a.m. wake up kick. Today I woke up at like 10. Like, I'm just being a lazy, like, I don't.
And you deserve it. You always, I'll like wake up at 10. Brooke has texted me at like 7:45. I'm like, whoa. So good for you.
Thank you. No, I feel like I'm in a different. When I'm here, it's just like snooze, snooze, snooze. Like,
yeah, why not? No rush.
Yeah. So what are we giving for the holidays? Parents, stop listening if you are.
I was literally about to say, parents, brother,
Ryan.
Aunt Ryan, don't listen. Stop it now.
Yeah, that's the same for me. I don't even know if my friends listen to this, honestly, but if they are.
Yeah, I know. Well, so what are we getting our moms? What's the mom gift of the year?
Okay, so I tried this new thing this year where throughout the year, because obviously I was home for lockdown and whatever, I tried this thing this year where I wrote down things that my mom needed throughout the year.
Good idea.
Change the game. It was like June and I'm like writing in my phone like ideas.
That's so smart. I did that a couple of years ago. I wish I did that this year. Because then you just pick up on these little things. You're like, how did you remember?
It's so easy. So a few things like for my mom, we were like outside drinking, like obviously when it was nice outside because I'm from New York. So it's like really cold outside now. But when it was nice outside, she was like, oh, I would love those like unbreakable wine glasses, you know, the ones that are like plastic,
like the plastic but they look nice.
Exactly, yeah. So I got my mom some of those.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Like a pack of however many, eight or whatever. I got her an essential oil diffuser. She mentioned that she like wanted one throughout the year, so I was like, I'll get you a nice one. Refills of makeup products I feel like are always good for moms, or like skincare that they use.
I'm writing that down.
The refills of like the go-to like foundation that they use, their eyeshadow palette. Yes,
definitely.
What about you? What are good? Peaceful Michelle and Adina they're similar, but they're kind of on different vibes.
Styles completely different.
Yes, that's it.
Like your mom's like chic. Like I'd probably wear more of like your mom's outfits than my mom's outfits. Love you, mom. Oh wait, she's not listening to this. I'm safe.
I like your mom's fits. She wears like when you were in Greece, you got her like a comfy like.
Oh
Greece,
yeah. Like, oh yeah. It's like I'm looking for a gauzy shirt. Like, we went into this like gauzy store of like all these flowy white, because my mom teaches kundalini yoga and you have to wear all white for that specific practice, so she's like always looking for white clothes because white clothes get stained so easily. They soil.
I could see that. No, it's like a gauzy like white set. I mean, comfy as ever.
Yeah, she loves that one. It's just like flowy white. But I also write that down. Maybe I'll get her another one of those, because I like to like spoil my family when I can, you know. Like,
me too. Nice. No, so this year that's the approach that I went for, is several quote, and they're not smaller because all of these things, like, you know, you add it all up and it adds up.
Yeah.
But instead of like one mega gift, I decided to get my parents small, like several, so that they have eight presents under the tree instead of one. You know,
I agree. It makes it more of like a fun thing. Like last year, I got my mom like a really nice Louis Vuitton roller duffel that she's wanted like literally for 10 years. And I was like so excited the moment I could like finally get one for her.
So nice.
And but this year I'm kind of doing a ton of like smaller things.
Me too.
It's like we spoke.
Yeah.
But so my mom really loves my platform UGG slippers that I have. However, they're like sold out everywhere because she
really
wants the ones with the toe covered, those new ones that came out. Like the.
Yep.
So I'm still on the hunt for those, but I'm getting her UGG slippers. She wants cotton underwear. I don't know if that's TMI. I guess that's better for you. She wants a new swell bottle. I'm trying to get her on the Hydro Flask gang, but she likes the swells because they're like skinnier and I don't know. And then, I just wrote down refill makeup products, flowy white stuff. And then also, she really likes experiences. So I think I'm going to get her like a massage or something of that sort.
Ooh, that's nice. That's a thoughtful
I don't really know. I mean, that hasn't been purchased yet, but that's kind of like, when I go home, it's like grind time. I've not been focusing on shopping for gifts. A couple of things I've like bought online and shipped to my house. Mm-hmm. Like Black Friday was a good, the dads though, that's like one of the hardest things.
The dads. I wrote down for my dad this year, he specified the specific golf bag he wanted. I'm looking at it right now from Wilson, and they love, my family likes the Giants. So it's like a New York Giants themed golf bag, which is kind of nice. Like I feel like dads are looking for, like, if they're into like a specific, I mean, I feel like generally like a lot of dads like golf, but I mean that's obviously a stereotype, like that's not true for everybody, but
right,
pinpoint like one of their interests, like if they like grilling or if they like something like that, and like I feel like anything,
get unique things based around that.
Yes, like in that category could be thoughtful. If they have a favorite sports team, we partnered with Lids, you guys know we love Lids.
Oh.
And I just gave my dad an early Christmas gift of a Giants beanie. He was like crying. He loved it.
Aww,
so much. So I would,
that's so sweet.
So I would highly recommend like sports team related gifts. I feel like are always like somewhat
so
thoughtful.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like semi personalized. Yeah. Also on the note of like golf, Peter Millar, he makes great clothing.
Yes.
I bought stuff for like my mom's boyfriend, for Ryan. I love his shirt so much. I don't know if it's a hint. Well, probably
that is the most like UGA frat. Like
I know, but they're like dry fit kind of collared shirts, but they're like nice looking. They're like
they are, and they're
striped.
An investment.
Yes, they're a little bit nicer, so it's like thoughtful, but they look so good.
They do. They look like the price. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so on Black Friday, I texted my dad. I was like, what do you want? And he was just like, I want new clothes for work. So like new short sleeve collared shirts. And I found there was like a ton on Amazon or on Nordstrom, sorry, half off. So I just bought him like a couple of those. And I've always gotten my dad really cool things because he loves things to like set up. Like he loves tech stuff. But you can only get so many like tech things. So like 1 year I got him the Ring doorbell. I've gotten him like an Amazon Alexa Echo Show thing.
That's a great gift for really yes. anybody, regardless of like gender. And yeah.
Honestly, yeah, that's a good gift for anybody. Any of the Alexa products or like Google Home.
It depends whatever. What they are. Yeah. Because like, for example, at yeah. my house here, we do Alexa. But at my apartment, I just opted to do Google because I was like, I feel like you have to pick one or the other kind of.
Yeah, because they all kind of like
do the same
connect.
Thing.
Yeah, or they don't connect, but they do the same thing. Also, an Apple TV, that'd be a good thing. I really want an Apple TV.
Yeah,
like or, that's like yeah. a really cool thing.
Or like Roku. A Roku. Yep. Yeah, or Fire Stick is like you can get one of a Fire Stick for like $20.
Yeah, that's so true.
I know. I'm a big so fan cool. of. I mean, Amazon is like, for fast shipping, like obviously.
Oh my gosh, I love Amazon.
The last minute stuff. I also wrote down clothes for everybody pretty much. For my brother, I get him mm-hmm. clothes. I'll go to like Urban or PacSun or whatever and do clothes. I got him like a nicer beanie this year. My dad, I also got, he specified this, like he wanted like a camo pullover. I found a nice one from Patagonia, but it was on sale. So I feel like you just have to like figure out their style kind of. My dad is the most basic guy. Like he will literally wear Costco jeans and like dirty them with paint. So like even if I just got him refills of that, he would not refills, but like restocks of those, he'd yeah. be happy.
It's so true. Guys are definitely a lot easier. I think I said this before, maybe in a video, but for Ryan, I got him the cologne sampler from Sephora, which comes in like a Ooh. Really nice like leather, or it's probably faux leather dop kit, like a nice toiletry kit that he needs because his is so not cute. And it comes with like, I don't know, 10 cologne samples. And then you decide which one you like, you try them out, you wear them. And then you take it to Sephora and you get a full size of one of those that you really liked the best. And I love when guys smell good. And Ryan's like never been a cologne guy. And we recently talked about it. He's like, oh, I should wear cologne. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't smell bad, but like, I love the smell of cologne. So I got
that's
him
a
that.
Good gift. I feel like guys appreciate, like, that's something yeah. guys hate to buy for themselves. My parents always yeah. get Sal cologne. Get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cologne's like a really good one, I feel like. And it's just, again, like, I don't really like to buy myself perfume, but I love getting perfume as like a gift.
Same.
Like, no one wants to buy a perfume bottle, but perfume's so amazing.
I know. And it's expensive too. Like, you hate to go and spend $150 you on it or whatever. To. It's like $100. Like, by the time you buy a set, it's expensive.
It's so true. Those things are wild. And then I got him one of those Spotify song plaques off of Etsy. I'm so excited. His favorite song is Here for a Good Time by George Strait. It's like a country song. And so it's like this like clear glass plaque that looks like the Spotify page with the album cover and the song and like play, pause, rewind. And I think that's a really cool one because like some people will do like they pick like, so if they're dating a guy, like they pick like their song and they put a picture of them, but Ryan's just not like that. I didn't like we have a couple songs that like we like think of us, but I thought this would be more versatile. So yeah, that's what I got him.
That's really cute. I really like that. Yeah, I'm a big fan of personalized gifts. I mean, for friends or whatever it is. But I know if you're looking to save some money, like for my Secret Santa with my friends, we did like a pretty tight money budget limit, whatever. So I'm going to TJ Maxx. And I know you did this too with your friends for Secret Santa, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Because I don't really do like, I don't really gift exchange with my friends from college.
Me neither. We don't.
Yes. But we'll do. So my friends from home, even we do Secret Santa. So I'm going to TJ Maxx. I'm going to get like a PJ set, maybe like a candle, a mug, whatever.
Smart.
Like, it's generic, safe gifts.
Yeah. TJ Maxx is popping right now. Like they have the best stuff. So I can't wait to hear what you find. Like they have the best stuff. Friends, I've learned like as you've gotten older, like when I was younger, actually, we would like do gifts for each other.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But now it's like there's so many people. How do you do that? So I feel like a gift exchange is easy.
Agreed. Yeah. I know with my friends from college, I sometimes like Maddie Mariah, like I'll put together like this is just the Brooke Michio gifting method. I put together like a bunch of my PR and like ship it to them.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's
really sweet. They like it. Or Gals on the Go merch. Always a great gift.
Yeah. That's true. Gals on the Go merch seriously. Is a great gift idea.
Like any sort of like, I mean, for friends that you are getting gifts for, like anything you have in common or you know that they like if they're big fans of Taylor Swift, you know, get the vinyl version of Taylor Swift album. Like I feel like thoughtful gifts like that are nice.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay too much attention, just the littlest of things that you notice they like. Or if you have a friend that I don't know, loves, like, wears her blue light glasses every day. They literally have, like, $16 pairs on Amazon. Get her a cool new pair of blue light glasses. I was thinking of getting Ryan a new pair of blue light glasses. Just, like, random stuff like that, or pajamas in specific. These are a little bit more expensive, but this website called The Daily Sleeper, they have the cutest, most obnoxious pajamas. They have, like, little fluffies at the ends of the sleeves, and I don't know. They're really cute.
You got me on the Eberjay, and I got my whole family on the Eberjay. I got those for my aunt this year, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah, those are just, like, a great staple.
They really
pajamas
are
good for Christmas and holidays.
Yeah, I got two onesies, one for me and one for my mom, matching from One Piece. Have you heard of this brand? It's like literally like onesies. Yeah, they're thick. They are warm. So it has to the ones that I got, at least, they're like a teddy material almost. They sent them over. I was like, wow, I love them.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Or, like, I'm just now thinking of, like, a personalized phone case from Casetify. Like,
it's a little late. It probably will arrive after Christmas, but it is so thoughtful, you guys.
I just got a new one. I'm, like, obsessed. Like, the mirror ones are my thing. You have one on right now, too, the mirror ones.
Yes. It was same one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine's the black one. Yours is, like, the brown, maybe?
Oh, yeah. It's like gold, but then the...
Yeah.
My I have to flex. I love Casetify so much. My manager just texted me and said, Casetify saw your wishlist video and they saw you want custom AirPods cases. They sent them to your apartment. I love Casetify.
That's so nice. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. I actually ordered them for myself, but because I do this thing, like, I get the gifts before.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I'm so bad. I asked on my Instagram story, I said, do you guys buy gifts for yourself? And some people were like, I feel bad, I feel guilty. I understand if money's tight and you're like, I just got to get gifts for the important people in my life. But if you have had a year, get yourself, you deserve it, girl or guy, whoever's listening to this.
Oh yeah, I'm totally there with you. A move.
Yeah, even it could be something as small as like a book, or like it doesn't need to be these extravagant like luxury purchases by any means, but to celebrate getting through 2020, you deserve it.
So, oh my gosh, couldn't agree more. That's so true. Hype yourself up a little bit. If you have the funds to do so, get yourself a little gift.
I will say, lastly on the gift thing, hopefully my parents turn this off. This is the big surprise. My family gift of the year. I got, we're like redoing, I think, like, an area of our outside and making it more, I feel like everyone's like renovating their house now because everyone's like, obviously staying at home more. Yeah, exactly. I got giant Jenga for my family. I thought it was a fun gift. And that's like a family gift. It's like, it's not for you, mom, or you, dad, or you, Sal. It's
you guys can like play while you're home there. That's so fun.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, I feel like you could even make that. I've seen people like DIY it and you can make it like a drinking game or whatever. Like, I don't know if we'll do that, but you know.
Oh, I have seen that on TikTok. That is so fun.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. I think giving like a family gift, if applicable, could be nice. Like if you have, I don't know what you do, Danielle, I'm putting you on the spot here, for like Ryan's parents or something like that. But like maybe instead of like giving them separate gifts, like you could always give a collective gift, like not particularly for your situation. I don't really I mean though.
yeah I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, we haven't gotten there yet with the giving to the parents yet.
Okay,
but something like that where it's just like a collective like experience. I totally agree with you there. It's definitely a nice gesture,
and it's sometimes easier to be like, here's the gift, it covers like all four of you, versus like, here's for you.
I agree completely. Yes, what have we done that with? We did that recently where it was like, here's just like for all of you, for all of us to experience.
Yes.
Or like for like a friend group, you could do like, here's like the newest.
An experience like, for everyone.
Or an experience, like, or a card game, something like that. My family, we've never done like a family gift, but I kind of want to do that. You're inspiring me.
It doesn't need to be anything crazy. I feel what?
Sorry, it just came to my mind. That's what my mom's boyfriend, every year for the gift he gives to all of us, which I love, is he actually buys like a quart of wood so we can have bonfires during the winter. Like he has like a lot of wood cut up, perfect for bonfires, because we only do bonfires during the winter because it's so hot in Florida. So that's always like a really sweet thing, and that's just love. Like, covers it all. Stuff like that. I see what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Something that's just like everyone can enjoy it, which I know it's like, I guess that's more limiting too, because especially if it's people like, for me, it would have to be something that, you know, my parents would like and my brother would like that might be more difficult, but it's definitely possible. Like, that's something that we do. Do you want to hop into traditions? Talk a little bit about some of the festivities in normal times. Of course, everything's different this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we'll just go normal times because we're not doing it this year, but Usually, actually, I don't even think we did it last year either. We have gone to Disney World, actually.
I remember the vlogs from this.
It's so random because we're not like a big Disney family. Like, we live in Florida, though, and that was like the one time we enjoyed going to Disney because it's so packed. It's a lot of people. But going to in specific, we go to Magic Kingdom for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. It's usually like a couple nights before Christmas. We'll go on like the 20th or 21st, and we stay in Fort Wilderness in these little log cabins. Guys, like, it's some of the best memories of my life. It's like a golf cart community. So you like rent a golf cart, you have a little log cabin. And I don't know if you guys remember did you watch Zack and Cody?
Yeah, of course.
Ashley Tisdale. So Maddie in the show, when she has her pull down bed, do you remember the pull down bed? Yes. So the log cabin has one of those. You fight over who slept there. And then there's bunk beds, and it's just like, it smells good. And there's like a really fun breakfast buffet with like Mickey shaped waffles. And we'd like go there, and it's like very festive around, and you could like ride around. And the people that camp out in RVs, they decorate them with Christmas lights. And we would like ride around at night in the golf cart. And then the next day, you'd go to Magic Kingdom, you go to Magic Kingdom that night for the celebration. There's a parade. And then the next day we'd go to Epcot during the day.
So cute.
And then we'd go home. Oh, it was just, it got us in the Christmas spirit, because it's hard sometimes to get into the holiday spirit in Florida because it's just so hot.
I get it.
I'm not complaining. We do our own things, but yeah, that's one thing I do love.
That is sweet. I was talking to my friend Renee, who lives in Florida, and I was like, what do you do? And she's like, oh, we're going to go somewhere that has like fake snow. Like in Florida, there's places like, I remember I would go to Celebration, Florida. Do you know where that is? It's like a town near Orlando. Have you ever heard of this?
Oh, yes. It, like, looks fake.
It does. And I've heard of snow. That. It is magical, but it's in Florida.
Aw, magical.
Yeah. We have our own set of traditions. If you guys don't know, I mean, we focus so heavily, I feel like, on Christmas in this episode. When I refer to the holidays, I typically do say Christmas, even though Hanukkah is a tradition for us. My mom grew up Jewish. My dad grew up Catholic. So we celebrate Hanukkah not every night for 8 days. We do... The way that we've always traditionally done it is we get a small gift for each of the 8 days. We get to pick them out. So my mom wraps them, and then we get to like shake them and like feel around. Yeah. And like I got, for example, like a Trader Joe's spice gift set. And
that was so cool. I love small stuff like that. Stocking stuffers, like, elite.
Get me going. They do.
Yes.
They really, like, because it's just practical gifts that you know you need. Like I told my mom, I was like, okay, for stocking stuffers this year, I want like pimple patches and like stuff that I hate buying for myself. But like I want, you know?
You need more of, definitely.
Love that. So we do, we get a gift for each of the 8 nights. We do one big night too, where my mom makes matzo ball soup, and we do latkes and stuff. Latkes, if you don't know, are potato pancakes. You can eat them. The best way to eat them, you could get them frozen from Trader Joe's, which is what we normally do. This year we got them from like a more like authentic place or whatever. But the ones from Trader Joe's, if you're going to get them, eat them with sour cream. They are phenomenal. Or you could eat them traditionally. Sometimes they're eaten with applesauce. Fun fact of the day.
I kind of could vibe with that. Big applesauce gal.
Yeah. I people like it. I'm not really like a sweet person with potato, but I could see how it could be good, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's so fun. Wait, so this might be like a really weird question to ask, but do you guys like do the dreidel? Like play the dreidel?
We have played dreidel in past. We didn't play it yesterday. We lit the menorah.
Okay.
We don't, honestly, like just being real, like I know you're supposed to light the menorah every night and like, you know, say the prayer and stuff. Like it's kind of like we celebrate like the religious element of Hanukkah, like as one night celebration, but then the rest of it's just like more for like,
okay,
the festivity's sake.
Definitely.
And that's kind of Christmas for us too. It's like, of course, we, you know, are so thankful, like, and we traditionally, like when we do the big Christmas Eve celebration, like there is like a prayer that's said and stuff like that, but we just usually, like my brother and I just kind of sit there because we're like, okay, like we're neither one nor the other, if that makes sense.
Totally. Yeah. That's so fun, though, that you get to kind of experience both.
It is. It is really fun. And it's so great because, like, I really like the openness of it. I mean, I've talked about, like, my religion stuff like that before. But even just moving forward in life, it's so nice that, like, I have a lot of pathways open for me. You know what I mean? Like, if I meet someone that's Jewish, like, I could go down that way. Or, like, if I am with someone that's non-religious, like, that's not really a problem. You know? Like, I'm kind of open.
Yeah, I think that's like a great situation to be in too, because I feel like you definitely have this thing for like Jewish guys, but like it's not a deal breaker.
It's not. I'm like, so open. Nice, yeah, it would be nice, but I'm cool. so open. Like people always ask that. They're like, will you only date Jewish guys? Honestly, like not. No, most of the guys I date are actually not Jewish. So
yeah, actually no.
Actually,
oh my gosh. Also, I don't know why that made me think of this, but this guy on TikTok has been cracking me up. He'll like post a TikTok and like ask a question, like asking for a friend or whatever, and he'll be like, thank you, and then he like finishes. Have you like
seen that? No, you have to send it to me.
He'll be like, oh, he did one recently. I was like, so are we just going to talk about how we don't really know what those 3-star emoji means, that the gold, like, sparkle things means, but we just keep using it? Thank you. And he, like,
I've never seen that. No. Oh,
okay.
You'll have to send it to me. You'll send it to me.
Yeah, I will send it to you.
I appreciate it. No, Danielle and I go back and forth with the fire TikToks. I sent you the one of the essential oil one, which I thought was phenomenal. Just great.
That literally, I had to share that with my friends because I literally grew up with an essential oil mom. There's either Karens or essential oil moms. I mean, not either, but you know.
Yeah. Well, that's like the trend on TikTok now. Like, you grew up with Karen. I grew up with blank.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I grew up with an essential oil mom. It's like, mom, I have a headache. Okay, here's some peppermint oil for your temples. Literally, that's what she would say. Or, mom, I can't sleep. Here's some lavender. Just put it under your,
that's why you're
on,
like,
your feet.
That's why you are the way you are, though, which is so interesting.
100%. It's so crazy how, like, I mean, it's true. Your childhood forms you. Your parents form you. Like, that's just how it works. But it's cool.
And now you're Danny.
I'm Danny. I want more people to call me Danny, I've decided.
Really?
I love when people call me Danny. I mean, people sometimes do call me it, but I kind of wish when I came to college, I just introduced myself as Danny. Because I, like, love that. Also, so many people just already say it.
Yeah, like, I
so
think
it, like,
it's
doesn't
gotta
matter.
Be like a natural thing. Like, it can't be forced.
Yeah, well, because I have a friend here at college that her name is Danielle, but she, like, came. She decided she, like, came to college freshman year and was like, "I'm Danny," but I still call her Danielle. So I don't really know, but yeah,
I'm not the biggest fan of the rebrand, but I think
it's not happening, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing because then it's like, oh, people can just, like, if they call me that, I'm like, oh, so we're close. Like, you just call me, or like when people say, "Hey, D," I'm like, oh my god, hi.
I love the letter. Love the like.
I want to start calling you B. It's very Blair Waldorf and Serena Vanderbilt vibes. Hey, right. B. I don't know if it'll work. We'll try.
I'll call you. I say Danny sometimes to you. I say it
you
like,
do,
on
like
the
text.
Pod. Yeah, on the text. Mm-hmm. I abbreviate everything though. Like what we got for a recipe the other day. I abbreviate everything. We got like red wine vinegar, and I was like, "Oh, Dad, did you see we got the red wine vin?" Like,
oh my gosh, that is so you to do. Red wine vin.
We appreciate it all. It's fun to do, though.
It is fun. It gives it something, just a little spaz to it.
Like I sparkle. Have Starbs here.
Starbase. There's other things. You say din a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Din.
I'll abbreviate. Vin. Red wine vin.
I'm going to shower. No, you can't shower. Shower.
No, you could say like, oh, I'm on my comp. COMP, like instead of computer.
You do that. Yeah, you're like, I'm on my comp now. If you're ready, I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, FT instead pod. Of FaceTime always. Pod always. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's fun to abbreviate.
Yeah. What? Try it's it little, out, guys.
Add a little spice.
Add a little spice to your life. Oh, one thing I also wanted to talk about. So kind of along the lines of traditions. I was telling Brooke this before we recorded, and she was like, oh my god, how sweet of you. So, on Christmas Eve, I'm like, guys, Santa's real. Okay, Santa's real. That's that on that. Well, one, my whole life I used to do the Santa tracker. Did you use the Santa tracker?
There was one year in there that we did, but I think my brother was like on the cusp of not believing anymore, so it was it was a little too late, yeah.
I like literally every year when my parents are like, you know, whatever, I'm like, guys, like, you better freaking write Santa. Actually, this is actually funny. I don't know if you guys do this. We still go to bed and we wake up the next morning, there's new gifts under the tree. Like, we still do that.
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
Guys?
Yeah,
see,
my parents,
oh,
they bring everything downstairs. They're like, that's cute though. That's cute.
Oh, but on Christmas morning they do that?
No, like, we progressively
they just put them
under
the tree.
They go. Yeah.
That's what, like, I'll put all mine throughout the month, but then I'm like, mom or dad, if you have anything for us, just like,
yeah. Or sometimes day of, they bring stuff down because it's like, it depends on the year, I guess. I put all of mine as I get them. I think it might be snowing right now or raining.
Magic. Magic. But so yeah, so when we do that, they sign all their gifts Santa still because it's just like, got to keep the magic alive. Uh-huh. When I found out Santa wasn't real, like, I pretended like I thought he was still real. One, because I had a younger brother. You might have done that too.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely, well, I found out and like told my parents and whatever, but then like they were like, you have to keep going. Like, because I was like, oh, okay.
You're going to have to. Oh, because Sal's even younger.
That's he's 5 years. Real. Yeah. That's a lot. So they were like, you got to give it another like at least 2 to 3 because he was like significantly younger. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's exciting. But then when you're the oldest sibling and you know, you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm like so cool. Like it's like that guy that makes all those TikToks like walking out of class, like to go to the bathroom or like stuff like that. You just like feel really cool.
You're like anyways, in on a private joke or something.
Yes, it's like, oh, I know, I saw that hiding in the closet for last month. I love like on Christmas Eve, like we'll have a dinner or some. Well, we usually go to like our family's house or whatever. But so I'll like put on my Christmas pajamas. I close the door because I'm like Santa's coming, and I put on the Polar Express soundtrack, you guys. In specific, Belief by Josh Groban. It is the most magical thing. I'll like light the twinkly lights and
is that,
I just sit
if
there,
you just believe
that one? Children. Yes, sleeping. And then I'll put the Yule log on and I just sit there and I'm like, oh my gosh, like Santa's out there. Like I just try to like, it's just like, just feeling, not all people can do this, but I really
I
love it.
I cannot do it, unfortunately. We do matching pajamas as a family and that's pretty much as extensive
yes,
as we will
your
get.
Mom.
Yeah.
Wait, does your whole family do it or just you and your mom?
They do. But the guys, they'll like, okay, just do the bottoms.
Oh, yes.
You know, the like bottoms. They'll be like, the whole look is like a lot.
Yeah,
it's matching without being like the same. Like it's not, all of us aren't the same usually. Like my mom will get it from
variations.
Like a, yeah, this year we already got ours, like she washed them, she has them ready like for us on Christmas Eve. Yeah, we get them for Hanukkah. I mean, we're such a, we make no sense. I mean, people are like, what the heck? Like
yeah, no, I love it though. It makes complete sense. I'm
it does
so happy.
No, you're very very festive. We listen to Christmas music all the time. Yesterday we tried to listen to Hanukkah music. That was very interesting.
How was it?
The Hanukkah music category is lacking. Like I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
Maybe you should get into that space. You are exploring DJ.
So. I really wish I brought home my DJ equipment so that I can mix while I'm home. I might go back to the city.
That
to
just
get
sounded
it.
So cool, so I can like mix when I'm home.
I just
want
to like mix. Like I have more space here to like play around with the mix.
Room for activity.
So much room for activities here at home. Yeah, we normally do like in years past, like Christmas Eve is like our big family celebration,
extended family. Yeah, yes. Like the Italian side.
That is, I was gonna say that is so. Do you do the seven fishes?
No, we don't. I know
either.
That's definitely
we don't either,
okay. Yeah, we just do like one of my dad's cousins. So my second, I don't really know how it all works. She owns a pizzeria, so she brings that, and then she brings like a ton of like garlic knots,
oh my
gosh, and, oh,
I didn't
so
know that. Is yeah. it like good Italian pizza?
Yeah, it's West Shore Pizza. If you live in Tampa, it's actually a chain, but she owns like one of them.
Cool.
And it's really, really good. And someone else brings like pasta and we've got lots of vino and
times. we have a pretty fun Christmas Eve too. Definitely different this year. And then Christmas Day, sometimes it's just our family. Like this year it's going to just be our family, but sometimes it's like really like, I don't know. What do you do on Christmas Day? Like it's just us four.
It's only ever. Yeah. Well, I guess like my grandparents would usually come, but yeah, it's just literally us. But I feel like that's more Christmas. Some people though on Christmas Day, that's like Thanksgiving. Like they go to their grandparents' house.
I know. It's
like
opposite.
Nine yards.
Yeah.
But no, Christmas Eve is more like family. We have our family lives are so similar. I feel like very
they
parallel
are.
Certain dynamics, I feel like. And that's
agreed.
One of them.
Yeah, I know. Because Christmas, I remember people when we did like the What I Got for Christmas video, it was never a problem for me because I would open my gifts, go upstairs and film it. And then like, that was my day.
Yes, but some people, they literally go and open their gifts at like their cousin's house.
Yes.
I know what you mean. But I don't have a lot of family that lives near me that we're like super close with.
Yeah, and it's always just been us four. I mean, it will be interesting like what it will be like when our families
stop.
Grow.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's so weird to think about. Like, do you invite? I don't know. Like,
I don't know. It depends on where everyone's located. Like, I that stresses me out. And I, like, can't be thinking about that yet.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you'll still come home for Christmas. Like,
I know. But it's like, what do you do when you have, like, a fiance?
A fiance.
Hopefully. Like, what do you do? Like, do you do Thanksgiving at one and Christmas at the other?
Yeah.
I think about this often. That's so sad.
And if they're drivable distance, I feel like you do both. Like that's when you would do, even some of my aunts and uncles will like, they have to do Christmas Eve with us because they do Christmas with like the other family. But like mm-hmm. for us, that's not really a problem because my mom's family doesn't live near here, but, and
right.
they're Jewish, but
Yeah, that makes it easy. Shoot. I didn't think about that.
So basically, you have to marry someone Jewish so that you don't have to worry about it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I love that.
That makes it simple. No, maybe... it's always interesting to me hearing people's traditions, though. And I feel like some people do that. Like, they'll have two huge traditionally, obviously not this year, but you know what I mean? Like, they'll do like the big Christmas Eve and the big Christmas Day with like two different sides of the family. But I think we are pretty similar. Like, I don't have tons and tons of cousins. I have we have like six.
Yeah. I only have one first cousin. I have so many second and third cousins. It's unreal. Yeah. But just one first cousin. So I feel you. It's kind of, I sometimes envy people that have like these huge families, but I mean, it's just two different lifestyles, you know? And like, we're all on our own path. So
we are. We're on our own path. No.
And like, I don't want to have a ton of kids. So, I mean, I can't complain.
I think your family situation definitely shapes like how you grow up. Cause I have so many friends that like, if they grew up in a household of three, they're like, oh, I would only have three kids. And I'm like, wow. See, I would have no more than two because I just want two.
Ideally a boy and a girl. Like,
yes, I know. Well, that is like,
so ideal.
What we grew up with versus
for us. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so interesting hearing that.
And like birth order, like you and I are both the older sibling with the younger brother. And like there's so many cool things that play into that. Well, I guess we could wrap up with potentially our favorite holiday movies and songs.
Yeah.
If that's your vibe.
Songs, I don't really feel too tied to. Like, I feel like I'm open.
Do you listen to Christmas music like when you're just like in your room ever? Or no? I feel like
Played in my house. Like, so if I
in your house. Okay.
Like if I went downstairs and my mom's cooking, like she's listening to Christmas music. So
okay,
like, it's
love
enough.
That.
Yeah, what about you?
It's enough. So yes, at home my mom just is like, Alexa, play like Cozy Christmas or something. But here,
I still listen to normal music though. Like if I just went for a drive, I listen to normal music.
Yeah, it depends on the mood, but sometimes like when you need like a little extra like spirit lifted.
I get it. Christmas I'm there music. With you. Yeah.
Like sometimes if I'm in like in a bad mood and I can only do this during the holidays, like I'll just listen to Christmas music to kind of wake me up and get me. It really just puts, you can't be in a bad mood. You listen to Christmas music.
Agreed.
In my opinion.
Agreed. But I'm like, I think we're a little different on our taste though, because you do like Christmas Coffee House and all these things. Like I want Mariah Carey. I want like Justin Bieber Mistletoe. Like I need the classics.
So you want Christmas pop?
Yes.
Or the Christmas hits?
Yes.
You like Christmas hits. Pop?
Yep. Yep.
I like Christmas classics.
Well,
you like Christmas classics.
Yeah.
Too.
Like, but I feel like you would listen to like jazz renditions of them, and I can't.
Okay. Yes, it's very accurate. So yes, during finals and like when I'm doing work, I can't be like my favorite album though is Michael Bublé Christmas album. Do you like that?
I do. I don't go out of my way to listen to it, but it often comes on loop on like the Alexa or whatever, you know. Yeah.
I don't go out of my way. I go out of my way. That's my favorite one. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I usually listen to that the first song of every season. Like that's what I listen to first. But I would say my favorite Christmas song of all time is Last Christmas by Wham. I don't know why.
That might be mine too, honestly. It,
really?
Yeah,
oh
it
God.
Might be. Or I mean,
so
I
good.
Yeah, yeah, because I like simply. Oh, I like.
Christmas.
That's actually my mom's favorite. Technically, mom. A lot of you guys are very similar.
That's so funny.
I also like Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney. I like.
Simply.
Yeah, that one's like very merry. I feel like when you hear the first like chords in the beginning, you're like, oh my God, it's here.
That genre of Christmas music is like the most ideal. That's like the most like the Christmas classics, I think is what it's called on Spotify.
Exactly. Okay, maybe Justin Bieber Mistletoe is not in that category, but it's getting there. It's like,
it's getting there.
In.
It's inching in. I would put that on the Christmas pop playlist with like Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Okay,
but, like,
okay.
It's on its way in because I would, yes.
You know, like it's at the bottom of the list, but it's there.
It's there. It's
I like,
on location.
Basically everything in the Home Alone soundtrack is amazing. Like what's that like run Rudolph, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh
gosh. It just makes me think like I'm in Macy's department store shopping for like gifts, you know?
Yes.
But it just hits different. You know it's like rare aesthetic. It's like the
you should
best.
Make a TikTok of that.
I know. I'm like, shoot, I think I'm going to have to. It's just like the best. It just makes you feel so good. Like the music they play in like the Santa Claus movies. Those are great movies. Do you like those?
I could pass on them. I don't hate them, but they're not my go-to.
What's your go-to? Home Alone?
Home Alone 1 and 2.
Okay.
What about you? How do you feel about Home Alone?
I like Home Alone. I don't think I've seen them all. Like it's kind of a tragedy. I know.
Wait, okay. Can you watch? This is your homework then for the holiday season. You're going to watch Home Alone 1 and 2 in order. The rest don't matter because he's
Kevin. Okay, how many are there?
There's
Isn't
like
there just three? There's more.
The third one, the main characters aren't in them, so it doesn't matter. Like, you can't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Silliness.
One and two are. Two is great. He's going all around New York. Oh my gosh. Wow.
I love that.
The comedy is so pure.
Yeah, I feel like I'd like it because New York. I love any Christmas movie in New York, which is basically Elf. Yes.
So Elf, you love Elf person?
Love Elf. Very funny. What else is there?
Every year, our tradition, we watch Frosty. I cry every year because it is so sad. He like melts. Like, what? No, seriously.
No, I'm so there with you. I just like, I'm picturing you crying to Frosty, and it's just
it is sad.
It's very unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, that's like an old film, like vintage rare aesthetic.
I love that vintage rare aesthetic. No, literally. I love those. I'm trying to think of what else. Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger is randomly one of my favorites.
I've never seen that. Is that worth seeing?
I just like the storyline. Maybe. Oh, Deck the Halls when they like deck. It's like the Christmas lights on the house. And it's like, what's his face against what's his face? I can't remember either of their names. There's so many good. I mean, there's so many classics.
Agreed. I still need to probably go through and watch some of the more classics. Like, what is the one, like, It's a Wonderful Life, is that what it's called?
That's a good Christmas Eve one. Polar Express though is like my ultimate favorite.
So I'm sorry. Ugh. And people are like, it's overrated. The hot chocolate scene is enough for the whole movie.
Dude, it's so good. Like, people hate on it and I'm like, no, like, you don't have the magic in you. Exactly. You don't believe.
Yeah, then you don't. Oh my gosh, but can we talk about Dale doing the recreation of the girl?
He did it?
Yes. Wait, you didn't go to his TikTok. He recreated.
Oh, so
if you don't know what I'm talking about, Dale from The Bachelor.
You can't unsee it.
He looks like the girl in the Polar Express. And then he did a side by side. Oh, he got the at Dale. Wow, he would.
He would.
Oh, no, he didn't. That's somebody else. I lied.
It looks like the Dale Moss.
The. Whenever someone has the in their name, I'm like, really? The.
Oh, my. Is the one on the right also him?
No.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. I mean, he literally has the same face as her. Like, he can't argue it.
And he filmed
it. I'm glad he really played into it.
Yeah, I saw that Claire and Dale are just like bop around New York City. I'm like, I'm not there right now, but I would totally like.
Hey guys. That's so fun. I'm really glad he played into that joke. He does look exactly like her. Like, it's kind of really scary. So that's that.
There was like a chain of people doing that, like playing as if they were Polar Express characters. Did you see that?
I saw like a train. Is that what you're talking about? Or a chain?
No, chain. Like, so the one girl dressed up and they did it to the 21 Savage song.
Okay.
I don't know why. How did that start?
It started because this like hot guy came out of a car with that song playing. And so now it's like a thing to come out of the car. I don't know.
So then a bunch of people dressed up, like one guy dressed up like the guy with the glasses, like the main kid. Like, they all dressed like in outfits.
In full play.
Costumes? Is that what we want to call?
Yes, costumes. I also saw a TikTok where they like there's like a live action Polar Express and I'm very interested.
I saw the live action Grinch. Oh, you're talking about like an experience.
No, like an experience. It must have been from like years past, or I don't know, I feel like I saw masks. I don't really know. But that's how you can tell what year it's from if people are wearing masks. But it was like they had like a conductor all aboard, like the whole thing. And
I would live for that. Wow.
I would love to get on the Polar Express. Da 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 Polar Express. Woo!
Oh, such a great movie. And then, oh my gosh, it is a magical movie. I'm sorry, like, yes, maybe there's not really like a crazy plot, especially once they reach the destination. It's kind of just like he loses his ticket and it's like this whole bit and like whatever. Yeah, like, and then but then, you know, it's fine. Like, it's more of like the magic than like the plot, I feel.
That it's just the feeling of the whole movie, the soundtrack. The one scene, I don't know why I've never liked it, is when he's like on the top of the train.
It's scary. It's very scary.
Have we talked about this before? No, it gives me the spooks. I feel like we talked about it last year.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe we did.
I'm going to re-listen. You guys should all do it with me. Re-listen the New York episode. Live from New York, because that was like so funny. The episode you and I did.
Yes, it was. Our episodes like together are always just comedy.
If put Brooke and I in a hotel room with mics and it's just funny. Like, know, that's what it really is. That's the commonality here.
That should be our reality show concept. It's Brooke and Danny take XYZ city. Like,
you said Danny. No, Danny. No, yeah, definitely. Those will be to come for sure.
Very exciting. Actually,
I'm feeling festive.
I'm feeling festive too, but Something that I guess we should tell everyone is this is our last episode together of the year.
That is bonkers, Brooke.
We are going to do two separate episodes, one with my family, one with Danielle's family, well, a member of the family.
A lucky member
to be determined who.
For me, I'll tell you guys now, it's going to be my dad because we haven't gotten him on the podcast yet.
I'm so excited. Papa Carolyn.
Papa Carolyn. And then Brooke's going to have someone from her family, maybe two members.
We might do. I'm trying to get like the whole M Squad together. That's our group
chat
name.
That would be cute. M Squad. That's adorable. Or just called fam. Very boring.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I might try to link everybody up, like do it on the couch or whatever.
Let's link up.
Yeah. Link up.
Link up, bro.
But we will be back at it together in 2021. But definitely listen to our family episodes next week and whatever, because those are always like popular episodes, I feel like, with our fam.
Yeah, it's just like a cool way to get an insight of like just so many different things. So that'll be a fun time. And then, I mean, I'm just saying this out loud, but maybe when we come back, we could talk about our goals for the new year or something. Always a good fresh start to that. So
agreed. Don't hold us accountable for our goals from last year, because they didn't come to fruition, I can tell you now. No.
Actually, one I did. I have been flossing. That was like the big
really?
One.
Really?
Yes. Thank you. No pictures, please.
Amazing.
But other than that, yeah, I have to look back at last. Yeah. They just don't count this year. They just don't.
Yeah. No, this year was a flop. No, but
this year was a flop.
I feel like we all should be gaining 1 year back. Like I saw like a meme. It was like, oh, like we get an extra year of our 20s or whatever. I agree. No. No.
We deserve it. We deserve her.
The fact that I'm going to spend both of my birthdays in essentially quarantine is, I'll pass.
Well, let's be optimistic, hopefully.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
But it's all good. Updates to come. Follow us, subscribe to us on YouTube, Danielle Carolyn and Brooke Michio for Vlogmas every day.
Every day. Be sure to follow the podcast, obviously, to keep up. We love seeing your Instagram stories. If you guys made it all the way, we will pat you on the back. This was an all over the place
episode.
Follow at Gals on the Go podcast. And I think that's really it.
That's really it. We hope you guys got in the holiday mood. I'm definitely feeling festive today. We love you guys. We're grateful for you all. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays.
Yes. Happy holidays of whatever you celebrate.
Whatever it may be. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.